This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. Of course, you can join us here if you want. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. Coming up, ransomware. Have you ever encountered this? Hopefully not, because it will ruin your day if you do. I will tell you about that. I had an experience with it, thankfully not on any of my computers, but somebody that I know, friend of a friend, came to me yesterday, and I'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments and how you can keep yourself safe from it as well. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. We did some checking with Mustafa in Sierra Leone. We're going to bring him back on here in a few moments. But Haley actually called in first. Haley is in Ithaca, New York, and you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris from Think Penguin, and Johnson. Go ahead, Haley.
Hey. Well, I was just calling because I have two dogs, actually. One is a miniature schnauzer, and one is what a lot of people would call a pit bull. And while New York is a pretty masochistic place for a libertarian to live, I like that I can have my dog here. Because while New York gets a lot of things wrong, as long as we're outside of the city, we're protected from breed specific legislation.
Oh, is are pit bulls banned in New York City?
Yeah, there's a lot of rules about pit bulls in New York City. Here, where I live, there doesn't need to be a muzzle as long as, you know, the pit bull laws are the same as any dog. They need to be on a leash, you know, and if they're aggressive, they need to be taken care of. You know what I mean?
Right.
But
I find
now
these pit bull bans to be absolutely despicable. Just as an aside, they're just absolutely horrible. Pit bulls are just like any other dog. They're a little bit more muscular probably than the average dog. But if you raise a pit bull right, it'll be just as sweet and as nice as any other dog. And to believe anything differently, I think, is ridiculous. And it's like the equivalent of dog racism.
Oh, absolutely. I've grown up with Chows and Akitas and Rottweilers. All of which, you know, are in, you know, that group that people are afraid of. And this, the pit bull I have now is my first. And I found that she is actually more eager to please and more, I don't know, considerate of other people's feelings, I guess, than any other dog I've owned. And that need to please, I think, is what gets people to fight them. You know, because all they want to do is make people happy to an extreme. But that's besides the point. My problem is that there are suddenly a whole bunch of new cops where I live.
out of the academy, skinhead kind of cops.
Yes, and I live in a very rural part of central New York. So, you know, the type. And I'm afraid, you know, one of these, you know, young cops that's about my age, really, coming into my house and, you know, hurting my dog. So even my little one, my miniature schnauzer, he's very yappy and there's no getting him to shut up. And, you know, I have another one who, while she's, you know, she's a rescue and she's really shy, she's kind of menacing looking to most people. And I guess I just call to, you know, lament on these things because I feel like you guys would probably understand.
Yeah, I mean, thankfully I can't relate in that I've never had a dog shot by the police. So I guess I can relate to the fear of it because that's something, like when the FBI was raiding the studio last year, I made sure to thank them for not shooting the dog just so they were aware that I was, you know, concerned about that. And I was grateful that they actually treated Jazzy with respect and were kind to her while they were here. So, you know, they don't have to be that way, and they, you know, they were okay. But you never know.
Fantastic.
You never know if you're going to be up against some sort of rogue cop with a, you know, with a penchant for violence, knowing
that there's only,
like,
a new video of a dog being shot posted to the internet every day.
Yeah, it seems like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they know they can get away with it. That's the thing. They know that there's no punishment for them.
Especially for a dog like mine, who, if you just see a picture of her, she came from a bad place in New York City, and she has scars on her face, and she looks, you know, she looks like she's been through some stuff because she has. So, you know, a picture of my dog on the internet would look like she may have been, you know, something terrible, and she's not. And depending on how it's written, it might, you know, look that way. And, you know, cops, even if that ruling didn't go through, a dog like my dog is still at higher risk. And now that,
that's,
you know,
true,
these cops feel like they can get away with these things, I feel like my dog is very much in danger.
Yeah. But then you watch video of dog, you know, police dogs just tearing away at innocent people that are on the ground, you know, that have,
oh,
you know, or people that are arrested that, you know, for something completely minor like a traffic stop, and then they just let the dog start tearing away at them.
Mm-hmm.
If that person were to pull out a gun and shoot the dog, they would go to prison for murdering an officer.
That's correct.
They wouldn't even last. The cop would probably shoot them.
That's probably true as well.
If they shot the dog and threw the gun away on the ground and then put their hands up in the air. Like,
that wouldn't stop them from shooting you, but
the dash cam might.
They still shoot you.
Yeah, I think you're right.
There are a lot of people out there who, you know, who have an active hatred for pit bulls and pit bull looking dogs. And, you know, they could be cops. And now that if any cop says, oh, well, I felt threatened.
That's all they have to say. And then they'll be justified. It'll be a justified shooting. And the thing is, somebody out there listening to this might say, oh, well, why are you afraid? I mean, if you're not doing anything wrong, you don't have anything to worry about. The police aren't going to mess with you if you're not doing anything wrong. Well, what would you say to that?
Well, I assure you I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm 23 years old. I live with my boyfriend in, you know, the middle of nowhere with my dogs. And I go to school. We, you know, go to work. We come home and we don't break the law. But we have a dog that's at risk.
Well, the risk is not the fact that you have a dog, but the risk is that the fact that the police can still come into your home even if you aren't doing anything wrong. So the answer to the question the objection would be, well, you're not doing anything wrong. What do you have to hide? What do you care about? You know, the police aren't going to hurt your dogs. You're not doing anything wrong. Well, the thing is, the police get it wrong all the time. They'll go into the wrong house. They'll have a warrant for searching for drugs in some house, and whoops, they got the wrong street, or they got the wrong address on the right street, or they got the wrong unit on the right address. I mean, they do this all the time.
They plant the stuff and pretend like I had it anyway.
They could do that as well.
Yeah, this just reminds me of how I've been harassed many times just walking down the street on a sidewalk, you know, late at night, and just for no good reason, you know.
And you were from Jersey. Does that happen in Jersey?
This was in Jersey, in a rural part of New Jersey, yeah. You know, in a town, but yeah. Yeah, so.
What are you doing out here,
son? Yeah, there's
son?
Actually more jobs where I live than people. It's very rural here.
It's like just being out late at night is a crime?
No, and you don't have to answer their questions either. But
oh,
of course,
yeah.
If you're all alone,
and then they'll
be pretty intimidating.
They'll try to intimidate you and do all sorts of things, and it's like, hey, I don't want to talk to you.
So one of the things you can do if you want to reduce the likelihood that a dog is going to be shot that you own is move to either Vermont or New Hampshire.
I would love to. I was actually going to ask how New Hampshire is as far as breed-specific legislation and, you know, the general attitude
There are no breed-specific legislations that I'm aware of in New Hampshire. There is a dog license of, I believe, $4 at the city clerk's office. And I believe that is a state law, but that is it.
But it's 10 in New York.
Right. And as I understand it, there's actually a website that catalogs which states the dog shootings happen in. And I think that Vermont and New Hampshire are the two states, or two of the states, there aren't very many of them, where there have been no shootings since the website that, you know, I don't know what it's called. I'm sure a quick Google search would reveal that. This website started counting, there have been no shootings of dogs by police in Vermont or New Hampshire. So if you want to protect your animals, it seems like the police here are a little bit kinder towards
dogs. Oh, it's definitely a long-term goal.
Yeah. So there you go, Haley. Thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And yeah, it should be a goal for anybody who loves liberty to come here. I know, Chris, you've been posting a lot over the Shire Society forums, welcoming people here and just talking about your experience, having been here less than a year. What was it, April of
March.
Last year?
March. March. Yeah, March 10th.
So you're coming up. It's 10 months here
At
this point. You moved in the middle of the wintertime. You had a big crew of people come out to help you and your boyfriend unload the truck.
Yep.
And we had it done in, I think, 50-something minutes.
Yeah, it was
humongous.
This was, I can't believe how quickly that we had so
packed,
much stuff packed
full
to the very, very tippy top of the truck.
And it was like electronic equipment and heavy
printers. It was the biggest
printers.
Truck we could get without a CDA, like, you know, commercial
CDL
driver's license.
CDL, yeah.
Driver's license, yeah. So.
Yeah, I remember driving a truck like that up here. It's a big truck.
Yeah, big.
Was it 26 foot?
I think it was 26 foot, yeah.
So that's one of the things you can look forward to when you move to New Hampshire. If you're a libertarian, you connect with the libertarians out here, like on the Shire Society Forum at forum.shiresociety.com. Let us know when you're coming, where you're going to, and people will show up who you've never met before in your life, and they will help you unload all of the things you've probably spent a day and a half or 2 days loading.
Three straight days.
More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number for you to take control of these airwaves is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, ransomware strikes a computer nearby to the studio here in Keene, New Hampshire. And it's kind of the closest that ransomware has struck into my life. And so I took some time to do a little bit of digging and learn a little bit more about it. And we'll tell you a little bit about that coming up here in moments. You can also take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in the studio here in Keene, New Hampshire, it's Ian.
Chris.
And Johnson.
Let's go to Mustafa, whose connection is working correctly now. We got it ironed out. Mustafa in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Hello there.
Hello. Yeah. How are you guys?
Hey, just fantastic.
Awesome.
What did you want to share with our audience tonight?
Oh, well, you know, I want to share a bitter disappointment about what happened with me since 2016. We are... I fortunate to get an invitation for me to witness the Free State Project event in New Hampshire.
You were invited to the Free State Project's Liberty Forum, I believe, correct? Which is the event they have in, I think it's early March, maybe, or late February?
It was February 2nd to the 4th this year.
It's in June.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival. Yes, okay, they got because they do two events every year.
Right.
Yeah. So like, I was granted an invitation for me to witness and even to speak there about what I'm doing with the Sierra Leone Liberty Group and also the changes that I'm doing as well with other young people as well. But, you know, the bitter disappointment is when the United States of America embassy denied me and a visa. So, like, you know, I was so bitter. It's like, it's like, you know, trying my own level best, but after... table my documents, and the organizer of the Prophet event, that is Matt Phillip, sent an invitation letter directly to the embassy. But when I table my document, like they just asked me a few questions, and hi, guy, Mustafa, yes, how are you? Good. What is your purpose of being in the United States? I said, oh, I'm going for a Prophet event, you know, and he asked me which state. I said, New Hampshire, and you know, from there, and no question again, and then they just gave me a letter that, you know, I'm denying.
That was it. That was the interview. It was like four or five questions, and then denied.
Yeah, and then denied. And, you know, I was trying to convince the lady of me being going there and returning back. Because, you know, most frequently, you know, in Africa, people thinking that when, you know, some Africans go to the United States, maybe they want to sneak or maybe they want to see how they can dodge. But I said, no, I cannot because I have my organization, my Liberty organization, ongoing.
Right, you're one of the creators of the Sierra Leone Liberty Group.
You know, and I have to wonder if it might just be easier to fly into Canada and sneak across the border.
I don't know how easy that is.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not easy, actually, because, like, presently I have another letter again. Today I checked my email, and they sent me another letter from Matt Phillip, the organizer, and they said the Free State Project 105 Educating Young Prophets Organization, yeah, by inviting Mustafa Cole to our fourth annual Prophet Freedom Festival, held in June 21st to 25th, 2017 in New Hampshire. So this is my order.
So you had an official invitation. You had an official invitation from the Free State Project saying, "Come to Porkfest, the fourth or whatever. It's like the 14th or some 15th. I don't know what it was, but there's been a lot of these things."
It's supposed to be on the 21st to the 25th.
Okay.
This time around. 27th.
Yeah, that's right, because they cut the time back. It used to be a week-long event, and they've sliced it back as of last year to I think, Thursday through Sunday now, which is actually what it used to be way back, like a decade ago. It used to be just a weekend. It would have been a great opportunity for you, and it turns out it wasn't the Sierra Leone government preventing you from going. It was the U.S. government preventing you from going. What do you have to spend? I've never gone through this process. What do you have to spend to apply for this visa? Presumably there's some sort of application fee that they just get to keep, right? If they turn down your application, they just get to keep the money. Is that how it works?
No, well, it's like what happened. It's like the bitter, you know, the bitter experience that I have again. It's like, you know, Sierra Leone is a small country and, you know, full of poor people, you know.
Poor
and then,
sure.
You know, I'm trying my level best. Yeah, and in selling my backpack, Africa backpack, because, like, I was trying to see how I can, you know, take a few of my backpack to showcase to people over there in the event. So what happened is, like, I applied with $160. That is what
$160. Now, the average person in Sierra Leone makes, what, $1 a day? Maybe?
Oh, it's like... even the average Sierra Leonean cannot live by $1 a day.
Not
so
even.
You know, like I try my level best to raise that amount. And then what happened is like, visa form fee will be given again. Maybe and then so if you pay for the visa form fee. No refundable. So
no,
like,
not refundable. Absolutely not. And, you know, if you think about it, how many people are they just fleecing? How many poor people around the world are trying to get into the United States just to go visit a family member or go to the, you know, some event like this, like he's talking about, and they say, well, we know you've saved for half your year's worth of work for this, right? I mean, you probably raised some money from some sources. But either way, $160 is like basically half a year's worth of labor in Sierra Leone at $1 a day. And that's not even what some people make over there. So I'm being a little generous by saying that. Oh, yeah, we're just going to take a half a year's salary from you and say, nope, you can't come here. And I can definitely see why that would leave a bitter taste in your mouth for sure. It's sickening.
Yeah, because, like, you know, because I want to see how, you know, I want to meet with you guys in the Free States live programs, and then, you know, it would be lovely, if, you know, because I will be broadcasting live in Sierra Leone, where we have one of the biggest radio stations. So, like, I've already planned a lot. So, and then I'm trying to see how I can try again this 2017, but I want to see how I can put plans and see how, you know, friends, you know, guys over there can reach me and then can see how maybe, you know, I'm on Facebook and I'm also
So wait, just to clarify something, Mustafa, the application that got denied, that wasn't recent? That was for last year's event or for this year's event?
Well, it's for last year, and I have to go again and table this invitation letter again for this
year. So you're going to try it again. Okay, got it. You know what? I appreciate the drive. I appreciate the stick-to-itiveness and, you know, keeping at it even though they've denied you once. Maybe, you know, you have to throw a bunch of money at them before they'll say yes.
Do they even tell you, like, why you were denied?
Good question.
No, well, nothing like that. It's a lady. You know, he's like, he never told me that. No, Mustafa, this is why you denied.
Yeah.
He just sent me.
Rejected.
He just gave me a paper.
Thanks for the money.
Yeah,
we know why, but yeah, they don't say. Don't tell you. That's unfortunate.
Check cash. You're rejected. Mustafa, thanks for the story tonight, man. Appreciate it, and we definitely want to talk to you about Bitcoin over there one of these days. And thank you for the call tonight. That we're going to move on here and get to your calls and thoughts. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you to freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want by dialing toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon? How about 10%, 15%, 20%? I recently got 25% off of something that I bought over at Amazon by going to saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. I've been using it for more than 2 years, and it's fantastic. It's how I buy everything at Amazon now. I don't almost never will I buy something from Amazon without going to saveatpurse.com first, because it works, and it works well. And if you're going to buy something anyway, why wouldn't you want to save 10, 15, 20% on it? I mean, it's a no-brainer. Thing is, you've got to have cryptocurrency. You've got to have Bitcoin, and now that they've got Shapeshift integration, you can even use altcoins over at saveatpurse.com. So it's awesome. It works well.
You can buy anything on Amazon with Dogecoin.
Yes, as a matter of fact, you can do that because Doge is one of the coins at Shapeshift. So go and check it out at saveatpurse, saveatpurse.com. It works, and it works well.
I feel like our one friend who has like all of them in their friend Shire Dude is like, yes.
Wait, what now?
I feel like Shire Dude, our one friend who like bought all the Dogecoin
Did
for some
really?
Particular reason, like bought a bunch of Dogecoin.
You can't buy all the Dogecoin.
Yes. No, not all the
Like $1 will buy you a bunch of Dogecoin, though. That's the thing.
But he bought it a long time. I don't know what the value of Dogecoin has done over the years.
Good question. I haven't been following it either.
One person's like, yes.
I think it's still in like the top 10.
I'm a Dogecoin millionaire.
I believe it is still in the top 10 of all the cryptocurrencies in the world. So it's still kind of holding in there. So anyway, let's continue here. We've got Chris Cantwell. He's on the line, calling from our very own Keene, New Hampshire, at the Radical Agenda Studios, across town. Hey, Chris.
Indeed, I am. Good to be with you, Jeremy.
Hey.
Hear me okay?
Hey, just great, man. Go ahead.
All right, fantastic. I you know what? I called in about, I wanted to call in about dog racism, but I want to say, too, I used the Save a Purse thing, too, and
yeah.
It was fantastic. And I'm laughing all the way to the bank. You know, I sort of got mixed up with some of these alt-right guys. And
yes,
they,
you did.
Whenever they talk about Bitcoin, they put it in parentheses, three sets of parentheses to call it some kind of Jewish scam because they think they're too cool for cryptocurrency. And I was like, yeah, it's over $1,000 now. You're French. What did you think?
So wait a minute. Before you get into the dog.
Now, I was just going to say the alt-right guys, I mean, they definitely believe in dog race superiority. A lot of them have the German Shepherd, right? I mean, that's the dog of choice for the alt-righters.
I don't know that it is. I mean, it might be. I don't know that most of the alt-right guys I know are just like Pepe memes on Twitter. They're terrified to anybody find out who they are. So I haven't like met their pets and stuff like that. But, I wouldn't be surprised to find out there's some alt-righters with pit bulls and stuff like that because, you know, they like vicious animals as long as they control them, which is, you know, not some of the case with some of these people in the inner cities, you know?
All right, so tell me about pit bull racism. What's that all about?
Well, I thought it was funny. Like, I tune into the show just to, like, kind of see if you're on the air and what was going on. I was thinking about hitting you up to talk to you afterwards, and we'll do that later. But I as soon as I turned in, there was this woman talking about pit bulls, and you said, it's like dog racism, which is so funny to me because the thing is, like, you know, as regular listeners of Free Talk Live will be aware, you know, there were some racial topics got brought up, and now I'm no longer a co-host of the program. You're still kind enough to let me on as a guest, but not as a guest, but as a caller. And so I thought it was a really good analogy, right? Because, I mean, pit bulls are very clearly different than chihuahuas, right?
They are definitely different, for sure.
As are,
I would say chihuahuas are more annoying than
animals, right?
Huh? Say that one again.
I said, as are purebred dogs from mixed breed dogs, right? I mean, nobody goes out and pays a whole bunch of money for a mutt, right?
Yeah, the purebred ones are more likely to get sick, and they're, you know, more likely to be weak. In a lot of ways, have weaknesses.
Mixed
breeds are actually generally better dogs.
You must be using chosen-eye literature if you're finding that like mixed breed dogs are like in like better conditions.
Mixed breed dogs, mutts are, you know, will live longer. They'll be more intelligent on average. Yeah, it's true.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know what? It's too bad we're doing radio and not a blog post because I'd love to compare the data sets there. Because, I mean, my experience has been, you know, when people want, like, a smart, obedient, like, cool dog, they go and they pay a whole bunch of money for it to get a pure breed, right? And this,
they're getting ripped
and what
off.
You're saying is that they've been getting robbed the entire time. What
Absolutely.
They should do is go down to, like, the local animal shelter and find some, like, some mutt that just got carelessly bred by horny dogs on the street, and everything would have been so much better.
There's actually a program
about how the breeding practices were happening.
There's actually a program now by some shelters that they're starting to name some of these like crazy mixed breeds, so they're giving them a name to the breed.
Really?
You know, by just calling it by whatever, like these different mixed names, and they're just naming them, and it's having like an amazing effect where people are going and buying them just because the breed has a name now.
You know what? Wow. I love this, and as a matter of fact, I wish Mark was in the studio tonight because he'd be the perfect one to talk about this because he's a salesman. You know, he's one of these marketing con men.
Mean that in the nicest possible way.
I didn't mean anything negative about it, but he knows exactly what I'm talking about, Mark. So. So, all right, I think this is perfect. I'm going to go. I'll talk to you soon, Ian.
All right, well, we'll have to talk about this off the air because I think it is an interesting discussion. And
it is. I just don't want you to lose any more affiliates. Take care.
No, don't you worry about that, Chris. Toll-free number here is 855-450-3.
Program director, you talk bad about my dog breed.
But isn't it true? I mean, isn't it true that these bred dogs are, like, more prone to disease, more prone to, like, illness of some sort? They're just... They're weaker.
Yeah, some of them. One of my favorite breeds is the French Bulldog, and they're crazy. I mean, they can only be born by cesarean section because they've been bred to the point where their heads are so big that they can't be given through natural birth. They're an unnatural dog.
Right. These are things that were sort of created by man for specific purposes, many of these
dogs. Sort of like alt-righters. Created by man.
Remember, there was a girl who used to be here. Were you here when Kelly Voluntarist was here, Johnson?
Yes.
Okay. So she used to care. You were not here, Chris. So this is one of the earlier movers to New Hampshire who has since left. But she had a chihuahua that she would keep in her bag. And so she'd always carry this chihuahua around everywhere she went. And if she would ever put the thing on the ground, it couldn't even barely stand up. It was so weak. Now, you could argue it was because it was in the bag all the time. Right. It never had a chance to actually use its legs in any meaningful way, so its muscles had atrophied. But, you know, generally, these are dogs who are bred for that kind of purpose, to just be this little thing that hangs on you
or that you can keep in a bag. Chihuahuas tend generally to run around. They're pretty good little jumpers, you know. Like,
is that right?
Yeah. That was
this one wasn't.
No, that was
okay.
Just a dog. I was mistreating a dog.
But it does give you an example of, you know, how some people act towards their animals, that they're breeding them for specific purposes.
I mean, a
lot
of animal rights people, they really dislike these people that carry dogs around in little bags and purses. They're disgusting.
But it's an example of how people have an intention for the type of breed that they have. And
dogs are not accessories, people. They are, you know, they're individual creatures.
I've only seen that once, and it was on a plane.
When I look at Jazzy, the studio beast, for instance, you know, she is a natural dog. She came from the Carolina dog stock, if you will, and that is a dingo.
You only know her breed name now. See, this is example.
I only know
now,
it now. Yeah, we
now
used to
call
her Florida Brown Dog.
Florida Brown Dog.
Which is the same thing. Yeah. I mean, ultimately, the Carolina dog is a name for essentially not a breed, but the natural dog of the Southeast that lives in swamps in packs. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of dog that she is. You could argue that she has maybe a little bit of chow in her because she's got the spotted tongue. Mm. But other dingoes, I've seen pictures of them online. They also have a spotted tongue, so she may not even have chow mixed into
her. Has she ate any babies?
Not that I know of. but if you actually trace back the lineage of the Carolina dog, there's a theory that they came across the Bering Land Strait with humans, you know, however many thousands of years ago that was, and that they've sort of been here ever since. But she's a very smart dog and, you know, a very good dog. Like everything you could possibly want in a dog, in my opinion, she's a very, very good dog. And she wasn't bred. No human had any hand whatsoever in creating that dog. So I'm not saying there are bad, you know, that all breeds are bad. I'm sure some of them are better at some things than others. I'm sure some of them are smarter than others. Like, I think the poodle is supposed to be a noteworthy smart dog. I just find them to be incredibly ugly on top of that. So, you know, hey, you should have whatever you want. It's your dog. You know, do whatever it is you want to do. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. But don't legislate against a particular breed. You know, there should not be legislation saying that one breed is the bad breed, which is what brought up this whole conversation in the first place. The idea that pit bulls are somehow bad dogs. And it's just not true. There are bad owners that might be more likely to buy a pit bull. But that says nothing whatsoever about the dog itself. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Ransomware, coming up.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy. The Dynavite supplement and then the LicoChops.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of LicoChops free.
New, improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition. DINOVITE.com.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of LicoChops free.
New, improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops
free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. DINOVITE.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA.
You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This year, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that's on your mind. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, then do your online shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You go there, and you can link over to Amazon, as well as Walmart and a few other places, and Free Talk Live benefits whenever you buy through those links. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. By the way, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US, we'll link to all three of those over at shop.freetalklive.com. With you in studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Chris.
And Johnson.
So, ransomware struck pretty close to home yesterday. Thankfully, it did not strike here, but it did strike a friend of a friend here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. I received a phone call from one of the individuals in question yesterday saying, hey, we think you know a thing or two about Bitcoin, right? And I'm like, yeah, I know a thing or two about Bitcoin. For the listeners that are new to the show, brand new, or not brand new in the scheme of things, but it's a cryptocurrency that's been around for 8 years, and it's incredible, and we talked a lot about it earlier. You can learn more about it at Bitcoin.com. It's like, yeah, you know a lot about Bitcoin, right? Yeah, I know a lot about Bitcoin. What can I do to, you know, what's going on? It says, well, a friend of mine got hit by ransomware. Now, I'm sure Chris is here from ThinkPenguin.com. I suspect ransomware is not a problem for Linux users.
No.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
So pretty much Windows, maybe Mac. I don't know about Mac, but definitely.
Possibly.
It's definitely affecting Windows users out there. And this is something that it's a pretty big thing out there. You know, there's actually anti-ransomware programs coming out now. But basically what it does is, then there's different types of ransomware, but they all kind of have the same MO, where you'll get your computer infected through whatever means. You know, maybe you clicked on a questionable link on the internet, or an attachment on some email that you weren't expecting, and then you got infected. And then behind the scenes, the ransomware starts to encrypt your computer's files. And then it will present you, once it's done doing that, it will present you with a message saying, hey, you've got ransomware. We're going to, we've encrypted your files, and you will either pay us this amount of Bitcoin to this address, or you're just never going to have access to your files again. And so the first question that I asked was, do you have a backup? Does this guy who got the ransomware have a backup of his files? And the answer was no. Turns out he had a backup system of some sort, but it was broken or it had failed, and he had not repaired it to make it working again.
This is why I always tell people, do the backups manually and just make sure you do them regularly.
Physical copies of software of the whatever the files are important, but it doesn't hurt to have an off-site backup as well. I mean, mm-hmm. if your house catches fire, then your on-site backup is going to be useless. So I recommended having both, right? So have the on-site backup where you can have it on a flash drive or a DVD or something where you can pop it back in and restore the files if necessary. Because if you have backups, that's the number one thing that will save your butt in a ransomware situation, because they're holding your files for ransom. But if you've got your files on a hard drive somewhere, or, you know, a flash drive, or on the internet, on the cloud somewhere, then all you have to do at that point is just, you know, reformat the computer, start from scratch, and reload all of your important files. But they didn't have that. So, okay, now what? Well, the ransom, the hackers, whoever it was that had put this program there, they were demanding 1.9 Bitcoin. And right now, one Bitcoin is worth over $1,000. So this guy was looking to buy $2,000 worth of Bitcoin, and he wanted it fast. I guess, you know, this was a fairly important set of files that had been locked up. He wanted it then. He wanted it now. And I was like, well, you know, there might be some options here. You might want to look into some, you know, alternatives to paying the ransom. You don't want to pay the terrorists if you can avoid paying them, because, you know, essentially you're trusting hackers to honor their word. The hacker is saying, yeah, if you give me a 1.9 Bitcoin, I'll let you have your files back.
Yeah.
But how do you know that if you pay the ransom, that they'll actually go ahead and do that?
Now they know you have no security. They'll just hit you with again with it in the future.
They certainly could.
Yep.
Or they can just take the money and say, ha-ha.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you gave us 1.9 Bitcoin? Give us another 5 Bitcoin. Now we'll cut you loose. I mean, at some point. So I guess one of the questions I have for the techno wizards out there is, how often do the hackers actually release the files? How often, you know, what percentage of the time are you dealing with honest hackers?
I know one of the cryptocurrencies, the hackers don't even have the ability to actually release. Like, does something happen with the keys got changed somehow on one of the cryptocurrencies?
Wait, was this the government involved in this?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
You sure? Because the government has been screwing around with interfering with servers and that run these operations, and then if they, you know,
servers that are running the hack.
That may be the case. All I know is that there's one where they lost control of the key somehow, but they're still able to collect the money, so they're still doing that. So they're still just like, okay, well, we lost control of the server or whatever to, like, you know, maybe
so they're hacking. So they're locking people's files, collecting, and
the
they
virus
have no
is
way
locking people's files, because the virus once in the wild just spreads.
How did they lose control over the server? I mean, I don't know.
You're saying that the government maybe got involved. Maybe that's what happened, and they lost control because the government took down something or other.
This is usually what happens is the government gets. I mean, so what happens is security researchers and, you know, companies like Microsoft, they get involved and they go after, you know, the servers that are, you know, spreading this malware,
mm-hmm.
and so they bring in law enforcement in whatever region, you know, the servers are, and they seize the servers. And if those servers are seized, well, that doesn't mean the malware stops spreading. It can also mean that, you know, the people can't pay for the, you know, the keys to get their files back.
So you're saying the government's actually hurting the
potentially
this.
yeah, and they're now, well, I mean, now the government's actually breaking into systems as well. I mean, which I'm pretty sure has been talked about on Free Talk Live.
Yep.
But they can now, you know, legally hack into your system.
Right. They changed Rule 41 toward the end of last year, which allows just a magistrate judge to issue a global warrant, essentially.
Well,
in the case of
one of these, you know, encryption viruses, essentially they were not able to release the keys, maybe because of government or, you know,
and
security.
When you say release the keys, you mean the hackers would not be able to unlock the files that they
correct.
Locked.
Right, okay. Because they didn't have access to the, you know, whatever, that end of the key, you know,
wow.
the key, the decryption key. So, but they did have access to, I guess, the malware. They were still able to be in communication with the people who were the victims.
Okay.
And they were still able to receive the bitcoins that they would get paid.
Right.
So, they're just like, yeah, we're going to just keep collecting.
Wow.
And, you know, we can't unlock people's files, but they're not ethical people. So,
no, absolutely,
you know,
not.
Why not just keep going? You know, so they just did.
So, I mean, I was glad to hear that when he did pay the malware people in this case, they did unlock the files. It took like 10 hours, but they did finally unlock the files. So he did, you know, he got out of this one and learned a lesson, a hard, expensive lesson that cost him like $2,000 to learn.
Yeah, that's a new computer. That was a really nice new computer.
So what you found, Johnson, when I had asked the question about, like,
Kaspersky Labs, they're a security, your antivirus security researcher. And they have some good programs to decrypt a lot of these. Yeah, decryptors to decrypt a lot of these things without, you know, going back to the hackers.
It's not
going to
work on everything, but there are several of these ransomware programs that have basically been cracked and sort of reverse engineered or whatever, and they've managed to unencrypt some of these encryptions, which is very good news.
So some of that's because it's weak. They're just not, they're not using, or
they're sloppy.
They're being sloppy. It's not necessarily that they couldn't do it properly, and, you know,
some of them aren't even, they're not even encryption, they're just
they're just
a screen, just put up a screen.
They
don't need to, you know, for the most part.
For the average user, right.
Yeah.
All you have to do is tell them that their files are encrypted, and they won't know otherwise. They won't know how to check.
They just put them all in a zip file.
From the perspective, from the perspective, they don't even need to do that necessarily. But from the perspective of the the attacker here, it's a good thing to use encryption, because it actually, in other situations where you can just remove the malware and it might cost somebody a couple $100. You know, if they actually prevent the, you know, a technician from being able to remove the malware or at least decrypt the files, the user, end user is forced to pay. As opposed to in traditionally before we had ransomware, as it is, at least the way it is now, where they can encrypt, you know, you could just bring your computer into a repair place and they, you know, back up your files and whatever. You wouldn't lose anything, and it would at most cost you probably $200.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously they want to encrypt, but even in the stuff where, even in the malware where they're not encrypting, which I suspect that's a minority percentage of these things, but even in those situations, you're still dealing with, if you hit 100 computers with this, and it's not even encrypted, it's just like a screen that locks on your screen saying you pay up and will unlock your files, even though the files aren't locked. Out of 100 computers that get infected, there's a percentage of them that are just going to pay up because they don't know any better, they don't know who to contact, they don't know, you know, they don't know how to research a solution or implement a solution that they might be able to research, and so they're just, you know, okay, fine, I'll pay. So even if 1% only 1% pays, they're still doing better than they would have.
Yeah, I don't believe the majority of people who are infected are actually going to pay out.
I hope not.
It's just not happening. It's not because they don't want to. It's because their data is not worth the $400 or $500 they're being.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, $200 is.
Oh no, you locked my video game.
I mean, there's people who wouldn't even pay $200 for somebody to fix their computer.
$2,000. It's a new computer.
That's true.
Like, okay, I'll buy a new computer.
So, again, backups are a huge solution here. But there's some other tips as to how to avoid ransomware in the first place. You don't want to get infected with it in the first place. Coming up here, Hour 3, Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/freebook. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/freebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.